You're cruising down the highway, windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. On this Thursday, the problem with the very important Biden-Xi meeting yesterday in San Francisco is that the Chinese dictator is far more alert than the American leader. As former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told me, Xi is brilliant but totally without emotion. Dead eyes is how Pompeo described him. Mr. Biden is the ceremonial head of the United States, but complicated global strategy is beyond his mental capacity, in my opinion. Secretary of State Blinken and National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan will articulate the American positions with China, not the president. Xi knows Biden is weak. That's why he floated the spy balloons over the USA earlier this year. He wanted to gauge reaction. There was little from President Biden, who wants to avoid any confrontation, not only with the Chinese, but also with Iran. The cards the USA does hold are economic. China needs our marketplace to sell their cheaply made stuff. That's the chip we have. That's why Xi showed up in the first place, and why Xi will negotiate on a few issues like fentanyl. Although whether he does anything or not about the fentanyl situation is doubtful. The communist Chinese leadership is brutal, and I don't believe Mr. Biden is up to the task. Back after this.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/B-I-L-L.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.